Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy, happy, happy new year. Hey, people, we're off to a new year. 2011 is with us. Thank you, Isaiah, as always, for introducing this show. Just, wow, we have grown so much. I want to also thank the 25,000-plus listeners. We cracked the 25,000 barrier before the new year came in, so that is really, 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 really good. Well, you know, today we're going to talk about an important topic as people get ready for the new year. And, you know, the goal of this program and exercise today is to simply know yourself and your business better, but to actually use the information to make certain that 2011 far surpasses 2010. New habits for a new year. New habits for a new year. The old is gone, the new is with us. Now, some of you are going to say you're going to turn over the leaf. You know, well, if it's the same leaf, all you're doing is turning over the other side of what wasn't working. Maybe you ought to get a new leaf. Think about that one now. You know, some of us says, I'm going to turn my lease over. I'm going to do different. Well, to do different, you're going to have to grasp for different. See, you know this, people. This is fundamental truth now. The definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. So, you know, we want to develop new habits for the new year. Hey, it's been exciting, you know, year 2010 as we close that out and get into this whole new habits for the new year. And so, and I'm going to give you some things to help you with focusing on your goals. I don't know if I'm going to do the whole half hour this morning or not. I'm just going to go with the flow and how I feel. But, because I really want you to think, and I don't want to give people too much that, leaves you too much grasping for the day. You know, we want to just make this simple. So step number one, this is what I want people to do, is identify your three greatest accomplishments in 2010. Even if 2010 was a challenge year for you, odds are if you look close enough, there's something somewhere to be proud of. And what are those three things that you're proud of, most proud of for the year 2010? What three things are you most proud of for the year 2010? See, that's the first step we got to do, is we got to look at, you know, the year that just went out. We had that year all year long. And, hey, there's something that you did that you're proud of. Find the top three. And, you know, again, this is time for, you know, serious reflection as we go into the new year. So that your new year resolutions, whatever they are, let's not make them wishes. Wishes are things that we wish for, but we have no action plan for. Let's make them dreams and goals. See, you know what a dream is? I mean, what a goal is. A goal is a dream with a deadline. So we got to put some deadlines on some things that we want to accomplish. And then you got to have a plan for working out those deadlines. That's a new habit you want to develop. What are your plans for the new year, the things that you want to be able to accomplish? And you first start by looking to see what were the three greatest things you accomplished in the previous year. Okay, now after you've written down what are the three greatest accomplishments you had in 2010, then I want you to analyze what you learned from each accomplishment. Now that you've identified your three greatest accomplishments, go back to each one. This time through, identify exactly what you learned and remind it or by in terms of each of them. Go back and analyze those three greatest accomplishments you had for 2010. Okay. So now that's the step one and step two. Step one is your three greatest accomplishments. Step two, analyzing those three greatest accomplishments for 2010. Step three, identify your biggest disappointments of 2010. Practically every company and individual resists analyzing their mistakes. That's a shame because this is where the best learning comes from. See, people, the thing is we're going to have disappointments, and we need to analyze what caused me to have the disappointment. What can I learn from it? Come on, I want to grow. You know, it's not time to say, oh, man, you know, I shouldn't have made that mistake. Hey, you made it. It's like this exercise this gentleman talked about in a book I'm reading by Norman Vincent Peale. The man said, you know, hey, he, in order to get his mind off of worry and have a positive attitude, he had the following routine he practiced each day, and this is what his routine was. You know, at the end of the day, he'd walk over to his office door where he had a daily calendar, not a weekly, not a monthly, but a daily calendar. He had that day's date on it, and at the end of the day, when he finished, he took down that day, he rolled it up, and he threw it in a trash can, and he said the following prayer to himself. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for this day. I didn't ask you for it, but you gave it to me anyway. During the course of this day, everything that went right is when I listened to you. Everything that didn't go right was when I didn't listen to you and tried it my way. Well, anyway, dear Lord, I accomplished some things today. I learned some things today. Now I'm finished with this day, and I'm giving it back to you. And he said that helped him be able to alleviate stress. But look at the key points in there. You know, he did some things, he said, he recognized throughout the course of the day that were good and that worked. He said, that's when I listened to God. He also recognized some challenges he had through the course of the day in which he did certain things and it didn't work out the way he wanted to be. He said, that's when I didn't listen. He said, but anyway, I did accomplish some things. I learned some things, and now the day is over, and I'm giving it back to you, Lord. That is powerful. That is very, very powerful. That's an exercise you can use to help you alleviate stress and understand how to deal with disappointments. So as you identify your biggest disappointments of 2010, analyze what you learned from each disappointment. No matter how great everything in life is going, we all make mistakes. The trick is to really analyze what preceded them, what could you have done differently, and how can you prevent them in the future? Okay. Yeah, those are the two things that I want you to focus on this week. And then next week, I'm going to give you some more tips on how to develop new habits for the new year. See, what you want to do is focus on your accomplishments, focus on your disappointments. What can you learn from your accomplishments? What can you learn from your disappointments as we prepare for 2011? Now, there's going to be, you know, a lot of new things that's happening here with our show, you know, and we're really, really excited. You know, one of our listeners is going to be coming on with her own show, the Ruth Bradford Show, and then we're reaching out for some other hosts to come on here on the Home-Based Business 101 platform. And we're just excited. Gail is, you know, getting her stuff together for the New Yorker show, and Mama Jahi, her stuff together for the Jasari's Love show. And, you know, and this is, you know, a show that I do on Sunday mornings, the Gospel of Working from Home with Baba Jahi. And, you know, I'll have some specialty shows throughout the course of the week. But we're really excited about our new lineup that we're putting in place for 2011. And we're also excited about a new program that we're currently raising money for. And all we're asking people to do is donate a dollar. Let me tell you a little bit about the new program that we're raising money for. Some of you might recall and remember that as we closed out 2010, you know, we began to have Mr. George Sabira come on the program, and he came on, you know, several different times to discuss some of his books. And I believe on December the 5th, the interview that we did with him might have been his last interview he did with anybody before he transitioned that following Sunday on December the 12th. And he had a program, a mentoring program, that he was working on and developing. And, you know, we're instituting that program nationwide. And that program has, you know, three basic goals. The first goal is to open up a whole new category of income choices and opportunities for each participant, particularly the younger ones in their teens and their 20s. The second goal is to encourage people who don't want to work for someone else that is possible for a non-college educated person, even one who may have a criminal record, to make a comfortable livelihood working for themselves in a decent, honest business. The third major goal is to have a positive effect on the culture of African Americans nationwide so that more of our younger generation will focus on owning businesses, commercial property, and large-scale enterprises. And so, you know, we're working to develop this program. And what we're asking our listening audience to do to help us with the development of this program is we have a link on the homepage, and it calls Youth Business Development Program. We're asking people to donate $1, you know, just $1. We have over 25,000 listeners, and, you know, if we could get listeners to donate $1, that would really help. There's a PayPal link, which is secure, and, you know, you can donate more than $1, but we're asking people, a minimum, donate $1, and the money's going to be going to this youth business development program so that we can teach and develop new generation of entrepreneurs in the year 2011. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi for Home-Based Business 101. I know this is a short show today. You usually have me on here from 30 to 45 minutes. But I just wanted to, you know, touch on some things and share with you what our new programs are going to be focusing on. And, again, wish everybody a happy new year. Stay tuned for Home-Based Business 101. We have much more coming up during the week. And we will be doing email blasts and some other things to let people know about the new lineups and all of the shows that will be coming up here on Home-Based Business 101. Until next time, God bless you and thank you for tuning in. It's time to, again, use our theme song. It still has not changed. It's my time, our time, your time. Remember, make it my time all the time in your life. Focus on what you need to accomplish. Review those accomplishments. Review those disappointments. Put them down. And then next week, we'll talk about again some new habits for a new year. God bless you. It's my time. Wake up.
We hope you enjoyed this Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.